Hello again, everybody. Mike Salmon with you on Business Radio X as we are getting ready to wrap things up here at the Home of Hope Charity Classic Golf Tournament at Lanier Island's Legacy Golf Course. It's been a phenomenal day by any measurement. Beautiful weather has turned up, and the golfers had a great time. They just gave away a bunch of prizes. They announced the top winners and things of that nature. Some great meals, great food, great drinks, and great sponsors and great golfing and a lot of fun today. And Scott Snedeker is with us. And Scott, you own a couple Ace Hardwares here in the North Gwinnett area. Let's give a shout out to where your locations are.
That's right. Thanks. We're on Highway 20 in Buford, which we've been there for 33 years now.
But you recently moved right down the road.
And we actually...
What was that, a couple years ago you moved down?
Well, it's just 2 years now since we moved down the road a little bit. We actually moved a little closer to Home Depot. We felt that they would be able to survive.
I like that.
But we've done well since we moved, and it's been a good location for us.
And you're also in Braselton.
And we have a store on Highway 211 in Braselton, right across from Chateau Alon.
Yep, I've been in both stores. I spent a lot of money, especially in the Braselton one, since moving to that area a couple years ago. So I'm very familiar with your stores. And you're supporting this tournament today. Talk about your involvement.
Well, I've been a Kiwanian since 1988.
Kiwanis Club of North Gwinnett.
That's correct. And
What year?
1988.
That was a long time ago. That was the last century.
It has been a while. And yes, I am the longest serving Kiwanian in the club.
Congratulations.
I like to say that I'm not the oldest, but I'm getting close to be the oldest, too. I don't know. But I am the longest serving, and the club means a lot to me. We've done a lot of good things for the community over the years, and the Home of Hope is just one of them. So we've supported the schools, we've supported the co-op, we've supported many excellent charities, and there's a lot of it's independent business people and community leaders in the community get together, and we socialize and have like a brotherhood, but then we do good, and so it's a great thing.
I was joking earlier because we've talked to some other Kiwanis Club members, including your president-elect, Joan, and for a couple decades now, the Kiwanis Club has supported kids-driven charities.
Right.
This is the first time you've teamed up with the Home of Hope, and I've joked with them, what took so long?
The Home from Hope has been evolving also, and so we've evolved too. So it is a great charity, and again, We've known Maureen for a while, and it seems to all be coming together. So I'm really happy that the Kiwanis has taken part in this and that we have dedicated it for the Home of Hope. So I do want to back up a little bit because I said brotherhood, and you mentioned that Joan will be our president.
Yeah.
And so I need to get my head straight on the brotherhood. And just
what do we say, peoplehood now?
Well, here's an off topic for you. So the Kiwanis Club went to co-ed right about the time that I joined, which was in the late 80s, and the Kiwanis Club of North Gwinnett was one of the first in the nation to have female members.
And so, it might soon be one of the few that has a president who's a female.
We've come a long ways.
Okay.
And the Kiwanis has gotten with the times, and we have some terrific male and female members, we're very proud of all of our club, and Joan is going to be a great president. We're real excited about that.
As you mentioned, a lot of giving back to the community. Mm-hmm. You guys do several events. These golf tournaments, they're a lot of work, but you guys have done so many over the years, it's almost second nature now. You've got to be really pleased with how everything has turned out today.
This has been absolutely wonderful. It's a great committee, and there's a lot of Kiwanians that did a lot of work behind the scenes. I know Phil Olson was one of the people on the committee. Obviously, our president, Steve, and then, of course, President-elect Joan was behind the scenes. And I better stop because I can't mention there's so many other people that have made such a big part of this.
Too late. You already went down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, I did. I should have been more careful about that. But, you know, it is really neat. And the Legacy's, what a beautiful course. And this is our backyard, too, which really makes it special also because, you know, even though it's a North Gwinnett club. We're North Gwinnett, South Hall, Buford. This is us. And this is our stomping grounds, and we're supporting the Home for Hope, and it's a great cause, and we're glad you guys are here with us.
Oh, we're so happy to be here. Home of Hope has been one of the charities that we've been pretty close to over the years with the barbecue festival they've done over the years and things like that, and now as they branch out into golf, thanks to the Kiwanis Club, we're so happy to be here talking to everybody, including yourself, Scott. Now, did you get to golf today?
I did not get to golf today. No, I did some setup and moved some chairs and did some other assisting, and then actually I went back and did a couple things at our store because I had three managers golfing today.
Oh, everybody was out here. You brought a lot of some of the products that you sell at Ace Hardware out here as far a part of some of the gifts that were given away, correct?
Yes, that's correct. We have I think we have some fun stuff. One of the things that we do at Ace a lot is that they say we're famous for four, and those four things actually are outdoor power equipment, which we brought a steel blower, and outdoor living and barbecue, and we brought some big green egg, and Traeger grill, which had a lot of fun, and of course the Yeti cooler. And then, of course, our other two categories are paint. We have Benjamin Moore paint, which is a premium paint line. And then we're big in fix and repair. Yeah. We don't sell home remodeling products. We don't sell, or we sell products, but we don't sell home remodeling jobs. We don't sell tubs. We don't sell shower. We don't sell lumber. But we can help you fix that toilet.
Yeah,
and we're going to help you with that and your nuts and bolts and all your fun stuff around the house. So I got to give my Aces the Place plug there.
Yeah, and lawnmowers, because I brought my lawnmower.
That's part of our power equipment. That's correct.
To your Braselton location.
Yes.
And in a serious note, we were joking earlier, you moved right, your Buford location, moved right next to the Home Depot there, and they're still in business, which is good. But but there is differences when you walk in an Ace. It's a whole different feeling than when you walk into a Home Depot. It's the whether it be culture or whatever,
right.
Nothing's wrong with the one or the other, but it's just a different type of store.
And, yeah, we have a little smaller environment. We still have possibly, I haven't done the count lately, but about 40,000 different items in that store. So we have a lot of stuff, but it is a different setup than the big stores.
Yep. Well, continued success with the stores. You were joking earlier about your age and things like that. Mm-hmm. Any plans to make them bigger? Are you going to stay with two for a while?
I'm gonna plead the fifth on that one right now. We are we've got a great team and we are set up to possibly grow. But also one of the things that we want to do is do what we do well, and that takes a lot of work doing the personal service and having the more complicated products that we sell. So we want to try to make sure we keep doing that as our number one goal.
Something tells me something's going on behind the scenes, but Scott's being very coy about it. So, but Scott, listen seriously. Thank you for all your support of the Home of Hope. Of course, the great work you do with the Kiwanis Club. Continued success with the Ace Hardwares. And thank you for stopping by.
Great. Thanks. And we appreciate you guys being here and appreciate your efforts.
Thanks, Scott. Scott Snedeker with Ace Hardware joining us here on this cut-in. And I think we're going to do maybe one more with Marine. We'll get a final tally on how the day went and kind of put a nice bow tie on this, or not a bow tie, but a bow. on this day, as we are again broadcasting from the Home of Hope Charity Classic, and we again want to thank Tyler Wendt and Legendary Home Sales Advantage, because without them we would not be out here. So visit legendaryhomesales.com. Tyler is your guy if you're buying or selling your home, whether it's Georgia or Florida. He is licensed in both states, so that's convenient. Again, legendaryhomesales.com. We'll have our final wrap up after this here on Business Radio X.